there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host in the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Hong Kong. So let's get down to business. The second day at Token 2049 has been absolutely phenomenal. It really has. And instead of kind of going through the day bit by bit, I wanted to go through some of my key takeaways that have struck a chord with me. So to kick things off, one of the biggest takeaways I've taken away from the event was the community. It's absolutely phenomenal to see. And being based in London, working in London, being very active in London and definitely part of that crypto community and doing what we do, it's great to see that the bigger crypto community out there, and it doesn't matter where you're from or, you know, what you do, there's a big community all around the world with investors, with people very passionate about the technology, and people who are on the mission to make the world a better place by using this technology. It's absolutely phenomenal to see, and it's kind of in a way one big club, right? Everyone's welcome. You see a lot of familiar faces when you fly around the world to different events, and you meet a lot of really, really interesting people. Hong Kong is definitely a great city where they've been doing a lot for the crypto space. Events, they have been doing a lot of different meetups. I've been told that the meetup scene here is very active. So it's great to see that even though you're at the other side of the world, people are doing exactly the same thing and doing it for the same reasons as well. So that's really, really cool to see. Another key takeaway that has definitely struck a chord with me was the technology. And this, the technology with the mission. So there's lots of different ICOs and lots of different projects out there, but I really believe the ones that are very successful, will be very successful, they're on a mission. They're on a mission to not only make the world a better place, but they're on a mission to build out the crypto and blockchain space. And it's amazing to see the commitment people have and the amount of time, energy, passion, sweat, tears that go into all of these different projects. And it's something that probably isn't reported on, or it's something that a lot of people don't see. But it's something that's very clear and very evident when you're out here and you're meeting lots of different people. So one of these people in particular was Christoph from Warsaw, Poland. He lives out in LA at the minute, and he's someone that is an absolute gent. He's super, super connected in the space, and someone that is a prime example who's very passionate about this. Not only is he putting his own capital on the line, he's putting his time, his energy, his effort to be building out new projects. And something quite funny, with the market being down, I speak to a lot of new people in the space, and that's the kind of question they ask me. When I speak to people who have been in the space since 2012, since 2013, have been up and down on the rides, the price being down, it doesn't really matter in the long run, because we all know it's going one way. What really matters is building this thing out correctly and doing it right and being able to execute upon that, being able to push and get it to the next level, if you like. So there's a lot of time, a lot of energy that goes into that. The accessibility to connect, to be part of these projects and meet the founders, the CEOs, is just phenomenal. And it's something that's very special. I've never witnessed an industry like it. For example, last night I was having drinks with Pavel. We are big fans of Blue Zell, as everyone knows. We did great interviews with them, which we'll be posting on YouTube in the next kind of 24 to 48 hours. But, you know, the accessibility to these guys, and, you know, there's lots of different people there. And it's just being part of the ecosystem, being active, being able to communicate clearly, being able to tell your story. And the narrative of the crypto space and what we do and where we're going is key. And it's something I hope stays the same, but, you know, maybe in 3 years to 5 years' time, this will change. It's very interesting as well to speak to a lot of people about the ICO market. And, the ICO market is phenomenal because it gives access, or it gives people capital, and it doesn't come from one geographical location, it comes from all around the world. But it's interesting because obviously we're seeing a lot of different projects coming out now. We're seeing probably oversaturation in the market with too many ICOs. But it's interesting to see where this is going to go. Now, from speaking to a few different people here, it seems that people are kind of getting fed up with the kind of fly-by-night operations and the money grabs, if you like. But there's still a lot of really, really good projects that will be coming out. And it's interesting because that's the way that they've raised the capital now is kind of changing from advertising at an ICO to people filling out a form. It's now kind of changed to a, what can you do for us? What value can you bring? How can you help the projects? Because it seems that everyone in the crypto space has access to capital to get into these projects. So that's, it's kind of veering away from that into, okay, you want to come into our ICO, how can you add value? What can you do for the team? What can you do for us? How can you promote us? How can you give back to the community? And it's key to see. So we've had a phenomenal time at Token 2049 over here in Hong Kong. Met a lot of great people. We're going to have tons of cool interviews, cool content coming up on our YouTube page, SVK Space Crypto. Check it out if you haven't already. That's going to be going live in the next 24 to 48 hours, our content that we'll be putting online. We'll be flying out to London midnight tonight from Hong Kong. We'll arrive 5 a.m. in the morning, London time. And we'll be back at it straight away. We'll get a taxi to the office, and the show goes on. So remember, stay tuned, subscribe to our channels, and if you like our content, feel free to reach out, let us know, and also share it with your crypto community. I want to say a big thank you for listening. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a great day.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.